With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Well, now there's the first, Andrea Simontov. We've had birds, we've had hardy dogs, we haven't had barking dogs.
It's a moron named Bailey. She has been rehomed from a South African family, I may add. So that's why she's out of
control. I find that very hard to believe. Our dogs are very well trained in South Africa. They don't behave like that. They know when mom goes on radio, they need to keep quiet. But is it at least a lovely dog, Andrea?
A lovely dog. Not a genius, but a lovely.
Said as only Andrea Simontov can say it.
Lovely dog. I mean, what do you say? Nothing, not the brightest light on the marquee, but really a lovely dog.
Okay. We understand. Shame, poor dog. You are going to talk about a fascinating topic this afternoon. Israel this week, the good, the bad, the ugly. I said it earlier. I can't believe Andrea Simontov actually is going to acknowledge there's any ugly, but, yeah, fascinating. What's the good, the bad, the ugly, Andrea?
Well, you know what? I only like to do the fun stuff, the cute stuff. I'm a walking PR, you know, company for Israel.
Yes.
But let's just start with the good. The good. Let's start with the good. First of all, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, for anybody old enough knows that it's an old, old film. And,
it's a Western.
A Western, and Nebuch, the ugly, was played by George Segal. I mean, a nice Jewish boy. He got to be ugly. His mother must have been horrified. I have to talk to Kathy Taylor about that. All right. Anyway, so the good, I'm almost embarrassed to tell. I feel that I have to give some ugly because I'm embarrassed in front of the South Africans. We are all, my husband already had his second inoculation. He already got his green passport. My second shot is coming this week. I know people in their 40s, younger, in different fields. We've inoculated over 3 million citizens so far in this country.
Already. Wow. Okay.
And, you know, when Israel, when they're bad, they're bad. But when they get it together, it was really, it's almost like, it's like a fine-tuned machine. You go there and they call your numbers. There's no pushing. There's no craziness. I see pictures out of America, people standing, old people standing on lines. I have a 91-year-old mother, Simon, 91 years old. If she is not compromised, I don't know, and she doesn't know when she's getting it. She's in a senior residence, and they cannot tell them when they're going to get them. It's a busha. I mean, really, it's a crime. So that was that part. So that's a good. The other thing was my neighbor needed to go for a COVID test, and she doesn't have a car. And the HMO, the health service, sent somebody to her house. I'm unemployed. I mean, I'm not working. I'm an independent worker. I'm receiving a stipend. No questions asked. So again, when it comes to these socialist kind of things, anything even that democracy we're not so good at, but anything that, you know, reeks a little bit of socialism, of kind of, you know, leveling the playing field, nobody comes close to Israel. The medical care is just top notch. The doctors aren't nice, but they do the job.
Interesting choice of words you used there, Andrea. Socialism. I mean, I don't know if I would have used, maybe Jewish values.
Well, maybe, but I mean, it was born out of, we know where it was born out of. I mean, certainly when the Chalutzim, you know, came to Israel, they came, the Ashkenazim for sure came from Russia, sure. And they wanted to build a better mousetrap. And they based it on a kind of everybody equal. I mean, doctors were plowing the fields and that stuck with it. And it's why everybody in this country is insured. Everyone and the healthcare again, tip top. Fantastic. Again, don't expect your doctor to be nice to you or hold your hand. But he'll do the job. She'll do the job. They'll be great. So
I'm sorry. I'm just, my mind's going off on a tangent here, but just your husband, does he psychologically feel better for having had the vaccine? Does it make a difference?
Yeah. I mean, we're very responsible. He knows it's not a passport to just go out now. This still has to be about 10 or 14 days. And, it's 95% effective. We still could be carriers. There's so much that we don't know.
Yeah.
But it really does make a difference. Just the idea that in a few weeks I could visit my grandchildren, Simon.
Wow.
Visit them.
No, that's unimaginable.
With caution, with caution, but not, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's nowhere to go, which reminds me, let's get to the ugly. All right. Let's go. The bad, just the bad I said is that we still have Corona. We have another election coming. There's the bad. Okay. I got rid of it. Finished.
All right. Yes. Quick. Yep. Next.
The ugly. So I said, where can we go? Well, so far, we still can go to the United Arab Emirates, but I don't know how long that's going to be for. And it's not because of the corona, although the corona is indeed a factor.
It's Can I take a guess? Can I take a guess?
We said ugly. Go for it.
Sex tourism.
No. What do you know about that I don't know about?
Sorry. I read the most terrific articles recently about how Israelis are traveling to the UAE to partake in forbidden activities.
Ah, maybe. Well, you know what? Then I'm sure that we're walking parallel or we're in the same neighborhood. The fact is, it's the lowest of the low. These are not refined Israelis that are going. They have to pay $95 for some kind of a visa to get in. They are ransacking the hotels.
No.
It is the most embarrassing. It's why, you know, people accuse, they said in Poland. I mean, Poland, they may be anti-Semites. I've gotten quite a few nasty letters myself from Poland. But having said that, when you remove the sinks and the lamps and the artwork and the towels from the hotel room and you're not invited back as a nation, as a nationality, you know what? We got to stop throwing out the playing the anti-Semite card. Maybe it's just because you're acting like pigs.
And where's that from, Andrew? Because that's not something new. I remember my time in Israel in the early 80s. Turks were having to bolt their taps onto the basins because the Israelis were walking off with the taps. How do you account for this?
You know what? I'm going to say something here because I want to keep my radio show. I want to keep my show. It's a certain kind of Israeli. It's an ugly Israeli. It is not refined. It's not an Israeli that's cultured in any manner. It's not an Israeli who is going to Europe, going places because they want to see the great museums and see the rustic villages. They want to shop. It's a certain kind. It's ugly. It's sad. It is the worst of who we can be. And then it gets even better. Mm. On the plane back from the United Arab Emirates, I'll tell you what kind of Israeli, and you can put the dots together. They had to have some of them arrested. Two were arrested on the way back when they landed in Ben Gurion. Why? They refused to wear masks on the plane. Why? Is that a long flight? Why didn't they wear masks, Simon? Because they had to eat their sunflower seeds.
Oh no.
I can't make this stuff up.
Wow. Yeah, unfortunately, it's real, though, and I'm glad you're discussing it, because only then can you deal with it.
I'll tell you how you deal with it. You know, people go and they say to me, well, I can never live in Israel because Israelis push. I can never live in Israel because Israelis unscrew the taps in the hotels and come home. No, the thing is, nobody said that it's a life of ease. It's a life of service. And it's a life to be, you know, I don't know if it's Gandhi or Golda Meir, but to be the change that you want to see in the world,
100%.
To live your truth, to live your elegance.
Yep, yep, yep,
and then
yep.
I'm going to tell you one other thing just to make you laugh about other ugly but funny. Okay, the silver, just the kind of stuff that makes you weep. My mother, 91 years old, she was hacked. Okay, terrible people. Please take care of your older relatives. Look and see what's going on in their internet. Look and see what's going on. She was hacked. My brother, who's a genius on the computer, he fixed it. He got in, he contacted the banks, he contacted the credit card companies, he contacted all the creditors. Fine. He stopped it at a certain amount of money. But to this day, Simon, we have found out that my 91-year-old mother is a co-producer of some Russian pornography films. Okay?
Mom boggles.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Mind boggles. Just mind boggles.
I don't know what to do with that. When I asked her about it, she started going, oh, no, it wasn't me. I wouldn't know. He said, Mom, maybe you'll be listed in the credits.
That's what every mother's waiting for their daughter in a shaitel to come ask them if they're porn producers. I can just see that. Andrea, we're going to leave it there. Go sort out your dog. It's been fabulous.
No, she's fine. I drugged her. All right.
Andrea, thank you so very much. Thank you for your honesty today. Shabbat shalom. And,
it was an accident. It was an accident, Simon. Bye-bye. Shabbat shalom. Bye.
Ah, always a hoot, this woman. Always a hoot. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.